Why does it seem as though Christians, people who follow Jesus Christ, are marginalized all the time? They are ridiculed, they are persecuted, even killed. Listen to what Jesus told his disciples in Matthew, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 16th verse. Look, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall say, for it shall be given to you in that same hour what you shall say. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, you flee to another. For truly I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, that speak you in the light. What you hear in the ear, that preach you upon the housetops. And fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You see, Jesus predicted all of these things that were coming upon the people who would follow him. Because they persecuted Jesus, they persecute us. I don't really know why it is so, except that the gospel that they present is so powerful that it changes people and it poses a threat. Just the simple statement of the truth. Remember Jesus' words. The one that endures to the end, that is the one who will be saved. Father in heaven, thank you for the words of Jesus and this warning. And what we know is that no matter what happens in this life, Jesus will always be with us. The Holy Spirit will be there, and we have the promise of eternal life. So, Lord God, infuse us with courage today, Lord, to face this day. Face it as harmless people who are wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.